Jim, again, with New Mexico Medal of Honor, and let me give the website right away so guys can go check it out under the events page there, nmmenofhonor.com. But for those, Jim, unfamiliar with New Mexico Men of Honor, kind of give a roundabout description of what it is they do.
So New Mexico Men of Honor is a group of men that go to different churches, represent different denominations, that have felt called and led to call the brotherhood together under the name of Christ, outside of church home and outside of a denomination. We put on a quarterly event here in Albuquerque, and we try to bridge gaps. Like, for instance, this event we'll be doing at Hoffmantown Church, but we'll have Pastor Danny Sanchez from Victory Outreach bringing the message. So that's the type of unity and bridge crossing that we're trying to develop here, and bringing the whole body of Christ together.
That's
on the
right.
Men's side.
The church, the body of Christ.
Amen.
I love it. And it's happening on October 21st. Is that a Friday? That's a Friday night.
It's a week from today.
Okay.
Tonight.
And there's a full schedule, gentlemen. And the entire event is a free event.
Correct.
It costs somebody something, so you're welcome to support them financially. There is no cost when you show up to the event.
That's correct. And I'd touch on that for a minute if I could. The entire leadership here, team at New Mexico Men of Honor is unpaid. It's all volunteer. So we do normally take up an offering, but from a financial standpoint, we're looking to put these events on for the men. We're not looking to pull any money out of anyone's pocket. If the Lord moves in your heart and you feel like giving to a cause that is looking to build the brotherhood here in Albuquerque, we'll use that money. We'll put it to good work. But these events are free.
All right. And it's going to include, starting at 3 o'clock on Friday, October 21st, a week from today, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. is the car show. Is that going to be out in the parking lot, I assume, at Hoffmantown Church?
Correct. And we have room for more cars. So it is free to enter. There are going to be multiple classes, cars under the 1950. Then we'll have a 50s class, a 60s class, a 70s class, and then 80 and up, also a best of show. And there will be prizes, first and second place in all categories.
So you're including the rice burners.
I believe, you know, my brother Gary Burns is the one putting it together. But
yeah,
I think there's
a
chance.
The kids, you know, and maybe more appropriate, the Fast and Furious genre of vehicles.
Absolutely. All are welcome. Are welcome. You know, I'm a motorcycle guy. I'm a Harley guy, but I've got a Victory in the garage too. In God's kingdom though.
Are you guys doing motorcycles?
You know what? We're not doing a motorcycle show, but I definitely want to put the invite out to the motorcycle community.
All right, guys.
We're going to have plenty of room. Hot rods and motorcycles
steal
go
the
hand
show.
In hand.
Steal it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think the cool part about what you just mentioned that, and hopefully it's getting out to the guys who are sitting there with a vehicle they would love to have in a show, and they weren't even aware. Well, here's one. It's coming up next Friday. And what does it take to get your car in the show, Jim?
You can contact Gary Burns. I've got a phone number for him. It's 505-903-2840. There's also our flyer is posted on the website, and his email address and contact information are there as well. But if you don't get in contact with them, you can just show up on the day of. They'll be starting to register cars at 2 o'clock with the show kicking off at 3. There'll be a 50-50. And again, it's completely free to enter your car, which is kind of unique. Most of these car shows will charge some form of an entry fee, and we've waived that.
So if you're having class, you know, designations, are you going to have prizes? And
yeah, there'll be awards for first and second place in all classes and best of show. So there will be prizes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you get any prizes for, you know, attending and clapping and just participating?
You can meet me if you want. If you need a prize, you can come see me.
And it is well worth it, gentlemen. You have to meet Jim Engelman in person, and you'll benefit. Trust me. Okay, so Gary's putting together the car show. Then another important part of the evening starts at 6 o'clock. A really, really important part of the evening is a barbecue, is it pizza? What is it?
I think we have Chick-fil-A out there.
Oh, okay.
So Chick-fil-A will be feeding us. The meals are free. They'll be provided by New Mexico Men of Honor in partnership with Chick-fil-A. And then Pastor Danny Sanchez from Victory Outreach will be bringing us a strong message. The theme of the event is, rev them up. Are you ready? Jesus is coming. And, Danny's going to focus. I got to speak with him a little bit yesterday.
Oh, nice. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing well. He's a busy man, busy for the Lord.
Well, listen, Victory Outreach has made a real difference in this community for a really long time.
I'm just getting to know Victory Outreach in the couple of years that I've been here, but they did open their doors to us for one of our events. And that's the neat thing is that certain churches are opening their doors, and then later on we're able to are blessed with the opportunity to have one of their pastors share at a different church. And Victory Outreach, they walk where Jesus would walk, you know, and what I mean by that is they have a lot of hard life ministry stuff that they specialize in, and I believe that stuff is close to the Savior's heart. So I think Albuquerque is a better place for having a Victory Outreach here in town.
I would amen that Albuquerque is benefiting from a church like Victory Outreach and the church. You know, you mentioned there's a long list of men from all churches all over, not just the city, probably the metro area. They're going to be participating. Is that what you found pretty well at the other rallies, Jim?
That'd be accurate. And we're excited. I mean, every time we meet someone who's from a new church, and is coming to one of these events for the first time, it's an absolute blessing. And, let me pull up my thing.
Okay. While you're doing that, I want to tease this. And if Dennis Popper is listening, I hope he doesn't smack me for this because he didn't say not to mention it. And I don't know if there's actually a date set, but I want to tease something. Last year we all enjoyed a Beast Feast. There's works in, that's in the works for happening again. I think that'll be 2023 though, probably in the spring sometime. Does that sound right, Jim?
I want to say it's tentatively set for, later in January.
Okay.
Yeah. Tentatively set, and the details will be coming forth on that. But I know Dennis had a spirit-led conversation with the vice president of the Navajo Nation.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We're hoping to bridge some additional unity in reaching out to that community and welcoming some of those men and making some transportation available. And this year's Beast Feast may have a little bit of a Navajo theme to it. So
very cool,
really, really cool stuff that the Lord's doing and just pulling His body together.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't make it to last year's, I know before the event got underway. Well, it was part of the event, so the event had gotten underway. But before dinner at that event, there wasn't a car show that I remember, but you could go outside and do some archery, which was kind of cool.
Archery, chainsaw carving. Well, you couldn't participate in the chainsaw carving. We could watch, though. But
yeah, Mark Sanchez, of course, for those familiar with Mark, and I don't know if he was the only one out there doing that that evening or not, but he's done so much with ministry here in the Albuquerque, retired fire department personnel.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah.
Beautiful work.
And we're looking forward to that in January. Now, back to the upcoming event next Friday, October 21st, with the New Mexico Men of Honor. That includes, we've already mentioned, the car show from 3 to 6. Dinner's going to be happening from 6 to like 6:45. Worship gets underway. There'll be the message from Danny Sanchez. And, you know, this is part that I really appreciate as well, is the breakout sessions that'll happen after the message.
We're excited about this. You know, one of the things that the Lord's put on the heart of leadership is, you know, as God has continued to send us 50 to 80 to 200 men or 100 men, it's kind of fluctuated. But the fact that He's entrusting any to us means that, to us, it means that there's something more required. And we believe that breakout sessions and sitting men in a table setting group and giving them an opportunity to discuss how they can apply the message in real life, I believe that's going to be that's going to be a game changer in the lives of some of these men. So often we go to these events and we come off of them with this big high and we're feeling all pumped up and on fire for the Lord. And then we go back to our regular life and sometimes some of that just kind of, you know, vanishes. And yeah. What we want to do is we want to drive unity that lasts beyond, just the event. Our hope is that some of these table breakout sessions spur small groups, like right. the small groups that, cross between churches in town, because we believe that, you know, it's the unity of the body, that the Lord is going to use, to revive and to awaken. We think that's the direction that he's leading us. So we're really excited about the breakout sessions.
Well, and let me do this, cause I have to imagine there's gentlemen listening, who maybe don't know any of the guys that are planning to attend and they might feel a little bit intimidated about attending. Speak to them and before you do, Jim, let me say this to the guys who are totally comfortable going and planning on being there. Think of that guy you know in your circle that's maybe that guy I'm talking about, and don't just invite him. Offer maybe to go pick him up and bring him to the event. It would probably mean the world.
Yeah, I think that's really solid advice. You know, I gave my life to Christ 12/1/2012, and the day I gave my life to Christ was actually the day my brother-in-law took his own life. It's a crazy God story, but what could have been the looked at as the worst day of my life in a lot of ways ended up the best days of my life for eternity. No, the best day of my life for eternity. And prior to that, I had issues with alcohol. I struggled with anger. There are all kinds of things that I was up to that I shouldn't have been up to, but God repaired me. He broke me down and he built me back up. And he did a lot of that in community with other men. And so for me, the best thing I can say to men who are on the fence about coming to one of these places is, it changed my life. It changed my life and it can change yours. You know, a hand up, a shoulder to lean on, an ear to listen. You know, we're all men. We deal with the same things. Nobody's got these unique problems. We've all gone through our trials and our struggles. And, you know, getting together with a group of men who are being authentic and just going after Jesus together can change life. So I hope you give it some thought and maybe come check us out.
Well, we've been visiting with Jim Engelman with the New Mexico Man of Honor in preparation for the Rev Them Up. Are you ready? Jesus is coming. The rally is happening with New Mexico Men of Honor next Friday at Hoffmantown Church starting at 3 o'clock. The car show, 6 o'clock is dinner, 6:45 worship and a message, and then the breakout sessions. Gentlemen, the information's at NewMexicoMenOfHonor.com. We're out of time, Jim. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.